I hope everyone had a great week, and I hope that you are looking forward to a restful and peaceful weekend. A couple of announcements for next week that are different than usual. We will be celebrating Valentine's Day this year. There are a couple of different expectations and rules, so I wanted you to have that information before the weekend. I have been talking about it with the students all week, and it's in the weekly updates and announcements page. What we're going to do is we're going to, I should say first, it is not a requirement to participate in Valentine's Day. It is optional, but if your child opts to participate, I ask that they would participate by bringing a Valentine for every child in the class instead of just select children. So that's pretty much a school-wide expectation, so it's nothing you haven't heard before. We have 35 students in our class when we are all together, so if they can bring 34, not including themselves, that would be fantastic. And I will gladly provide them with a class list of names if they want to personalize each Valentine. So all they need to do is just ask me for a list and I will provide that for them. The expectation this year for Valentine's is that there is no food. So please do not send anything that is edible just because of taking extra precautions for COVID and being respectful of everyone's feelings about COVID. So what we're going to do is we'll collect Valentine's next Thursday, February 4th, a little bit early, and they will just sit in the classroom. So students will actually pass them out next Thursday, and then we made little envelope pockets for them to collect them in. So everyone will sanitize their hands first, pass out their Valentines, and then they'll just sit in the classroom for the week, and students will take them home the following Friday, February 12th, right before Valentine's Day, and they can open them at home. So hopefully that will allow us to celebrate, but also allow us to keep everyone safe. Additionally, let's see. Oh, next week we have Global School Play Day as well on Wednesday. It'll look a little different this year than it normally does, but we will spend a large part of the day outside, weather permitting, and doing some fun activities. On to academics. In reading workshop, we're going to continue our fiction unit, A Deep Study of Character. We did not get to the part of looking at the pressures that act on our characters, so we'll take a look at that next week. In writing workshop, we're going to continue our work on the literary essay, and that is going really well. Students have come up with claims. They are working on the reasons that support their claims, and today we're going to start to collect evidence, but we'll work on that more next week and get into analyzing our evidence and talking about how do we write in a way that shows that our evidence goes with our reasons and our claims. In math, fifth graders will continue their work on module 2. It's a really big unit, but the second half is focused on dividing decimals. So we're taking our test on multiplying decimals today, and then starting Monday, we'll work on dividing decimals. In sixth grade, we'll continue our expressions and equations unit. We're going to study the distributive property using algebraic expressions and exponents, and we'll have a mid-unit test on Wednesday that covers everything we've done so far in this unit. So that is solving equations, evaluating expressions, writing expressions with percentages, and then the distributive property after next week. In history, fifth graders have finished their colony project, and next week they're going to focus on learning the last 10 states and capitals, as well as reviewing all of the states and capitals for their final test on that. In sixth graders will continue all of their projects, their study of ancient India, and they might start the next unit, which is ancient China. If not, it'll just get pushed back 1 week. And in science, they'll continue to work with their respective science lab teachers. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing all of your kids next week.